Okay, good morning. I'm sure everyone's tired from Slichos, but I wanted to speak today, Bezer Shem, about an alarm clock that perhaps will awaken us. The Rambam writes that the shofar is a spiritual alarm clock. We blow the shofar, la'oris alavavus, to awaken our hearts and to renew our souls and the neshamas, that we should ready ourselves for Yom HaDin. So I wanted to speak about the topic of shofar in the lumdus of it. If you take a look at the first makor, the Gemara describes in Rosh Hashanah v'daf chav ches amid aleph, the Gemara says that, we won't read through the whole Gemara, the Gemara says that the shofli lavu de shmuel kafu v'achal matzah. If someone is forced to eat matzah on the night of the Seder, and it's stuffed down his throat, the Gemara says, by a non-Jewish people, parsaim, that are not chayv in the mitzvah, the Gemara says, in such a case, you are yotze. And the Gemara says, well, that implies that mitzvahs don't need kavana, because the person that ate the matzah was forced to swallow the matzah. He didn't do it, he didn't eat it, in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Hashem of eating shmura matzah on the night of the Seder. So the Gemara says, you see from here that mitzvahs do not need intent in order to fulfill a mitzvah. And then the Gemara says, well, why don't we equate that to shofar? Gemara says, Amar Rava Zosamir Satokei L'Shir Yatzah. If you blow a shofar for musical pleasure, you don't have in mind at the time of Rosh Hashanah to fulfill the mitzvah of shofar, you just do it to hear the sound. So the Gemara says that in fact you are Yotze. And the Gemara says that this Shita, Rava, holds mitzvahs, ein srichas kavana. Then the Gemara goes ahead, Viter, and presents a different Shita, Reb Zeira, and says that mitzvahs need kavana, and therefore if you would be forced to eat the matzah on the night of the Seder, you would not be Yotze the mitzvah of Shmur Matzah on the night of the Seder, and if you would blow the shofar for musical enjoyment on Rosh Hashanah, not for fulfilling the mitzvah of shofar, you would not fulfill the mitzvah. So the Gemara presents a machlokes between Rav and Reb Zeira as to whether mitzvahs need kavana or mitzvahs do not. Mitzvahs need kavana, mitzvahs srichas kavana, or mitzvahs ain't srichas kavana. And the Gemara equates the din of shofar with the din of matzah. Now it's interesting, before we go further, we should know what exactly is the case of mitzvahs srichas kavana. So there are three different possibilities, and only one of the three is the case where it is argued upon in Shas. One case, an extreme case could be, let's say you take a Jewish person that's never heard of Hanukkah and lights a Hanukkah candle on Hanukkah. By chance, doesn't have to be any candle. At night, he lights a candle, never heard of Hanukkah in his life or her life. Does one fulfill the mitzvah of lighting licht on Hanukkah? So that is clear according to all the poskim, absolutely not. Even according to the Man Damer, that mitzvahs ain't sriches kavana, everyone would agree that you would not be yotze the mitzvah. Because the person has never heard of Hanukkah, it's not just luck that he happened to, or she happened to light the candle on Hanukkah. Everyone agrees, even if you hold mitzvahs ain't sriches kavana, this is not considered to be a fulfillment of the mitzvah, and you would not be yotze. So that's on one extreme of the polar. The other extreme would be, as the Chayadim writes, in Avdei Nezer, let's say a person is about to light the licht, and he, of course, knows Hanukkah, he's observant, and then right when he ignites the flame and lights the candle, he daydreams and forgets it's Hanukkah. What will be the din in that case? So that also, the Chayadim says, on the other extreme, minastam, we assume that you fulfill a mitzvah. Even according to the Man Damer holds mitzvahs ain't sriches kavana, even according to the Man Damer who holds mitzvahs sriches kavana, you daydream for a moment. But the maisa was there, you said a bracha, and therefore we assume that that's considered to be a fulfillment of the proper kavana you need. You need it. So on the other extreme, everyone would agree that you fulfill the mitzvah. So what is the case where there is a machlokes as to whether you hold mitzvahs sriches kavana or mitzvahs ain't sriches kavana? So the case is as follows that the Gemara lays down. That when you fulfill the mitzvah, you have something else in mind. You hear the shofar for musical enjoyment. You eat the matzah, let's say, for you're hungry. So if you have another reason why you're engaging in this act, not the reason of the fulfillment of the mitzvah of Hashem, do we assume that you're yotzei? According to the Ma'an Damar of Mitzvah Sriches Kavana, you were blowing the shofar for musical enjoyment. Ah, you know it's Rosh Hashanah, you know there's a mitzvah shofar, but you didn't have that in mind. According to the Ma'an Damar of Mitzvah Sriches Kavana, you are not yotzei. According to the Ma'an Damar of Mitzvah Ein Sriches Kavana, you are absolutely yotzei. So that's what the Gemara presents, a machloikis between Rava and Reb Zeira, as to whether we owe Mitzvah Sriches Kavana or Mitzvah Ein Sriches Kavana. Now, how do we paskin on this issue? So we assume Ladina in Shulchan Aruch and Simon Samach and Efos Kriyashma, the Machaber writes Mitzvah Sriches Kavana. That's what the Machaber writes Ladina. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Magen Avraham in the name of the Tshuvas HaRadbaz, that when do we paskin Mitzvah Sriches Kavana? That's by mitzvahs that are diraisa, like shaking lulav on the first day of Sukkot, eating matzah on the Lel Seder, blowing the shofar on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. Mitzvahs that are midiraisa, we paskin mitzvahs sriches kavana. Mitzvahs that are derabanan, like Chanukah, we paskin mitzvahs ein sriches kavana. That's the psak of the Magen Avraham in the name of the Tshuvas HaRadbaz. And the Gaon, on the bottom of the page in the Shulchan Aruch and the Bir Agra, and Simon Samach argues wholeheartedly and claims not that way, and he claims that the psak of mitzvahs sriches kavana applies not just to mitzvahs derisa, but even to mitzvahs midrabanan. So that's the psak. But it's clear in Shas that this machloikis was presented not just by mitzvahs derisa, but even by mitzvahs midrabanan. The Gemara has a whole sugya in Arvei Psachim about Korech. Korech, we assume, bizman hazeh midrabanan. And the Gemara presents the machloikis as to whether mitzvahs sriches kavana, mitzvahs ein sriches kavana. So the machloikis is not just presented in Shas by mitzvahs midrabanan, it's also presented by mitzvahs midrabanan. The question is how we paskin. Okay. Now, if you look in number 3, there is a very big steer in the Rambam. Because the Rambam paskins in Ilchos Shofar, Perek Beis Halacha Dalet, HaMisasik B'Tkiyah Shofar LiIslameid, Lo Yotzi Yedei Chovasol. If someone's practicing the Shofar on Rosh Hashanah, he cannot use those sounds to fulfill the mitzvah of Shofar. Chen HaShomea Min HaMisasik Lo Yotzi. Niskavin LaShomea Lo Atzeis Yedei Chovasol, Lo niskaven atokeya lo tzio, shi niskaven atokeya lo tzio, lo niskaven shomeya lo tzio, lo yotze yedei chavaso, at shi niskaven shomeya umashmiya. Omea Ramba, psak halochit, when it comes to shofar, you need to have kavana, both the blower and the listener, namely, mitzvahs tzriches kavana. If you look in number 4, the Rambam contradicts himself. The Rambam writes in Hichos Chametz Matzah, dealing with the topic of matzah on Lel Seder, Perek Vav Alecha Gimel, Ochel Matzah V'lo Kavone, if you eat matzah without intention, Kegon Shansu Goyim, the non-Jews forced you, Olistim, or robbers forced you, Lechol Yotzi Yedei Chavasol, Ochel Kazayas Matzah, V'u Nichve Be'Shtuso, V'yede Kazayas Matzah, and he was a Shota, at the time he ate it, va'acharkach nisrape, and then he was healed, chayav lecho achash nisrape, he's obligated to eat again after he is healed, v'isha also achilaisa v'shasha potter mikol mitzvahs. When he ate it, he was mentally unstable, he was insane, therefore he must eat the matzah again. But what's the first part of the Rambam? If you ate the matzah without kavana, what does the Rambam say? Yoyotze, namely the Rambam paskening mitzvahs, Ein Shriches Kavana. Stir of a Rambam. We have a contradiction in the Rambam. So what we want to do today, Bez Hashem, is we want to offer 4 different Mahalchim solutions to this stir in the Rambam, Bez Hashem. How we can answer this stir in the Rambam. Okay. The first way to answer this stir in the Rambam, the Ran writes in Rosh Hashanah, we won't read the whole piece, but there is a concept in halacha called misasek. The Gemara has in Maseches Sanhedrin and Maseches Krisis that if someone is misasek b'chalavim va'arayis, he's chayiv shekein nene. If someone has a piece of meat in front of them and they thought it was a kosher piece of meat, turns out to be a piece of ham. He didn't know that at all. Is that person chayv to bring a sin offering at Korban Chatas? The Gemara writes in Sanhedrin and Krisis, yes, he is. But he didn't know. He had no kavana. In other words, it's like misasek. It's like a person's giving a shear and he hits a hand on a shtender and he doesn't realize the light went on behind him because he hit the shtender. You don't even realize what you're doing. He didn't realize he was eating a piece of ham. Why is he chayv achatas? Why should he be chayav achatis? See, if I turn a light on by accident on Shabbos, God forbid, okay, I knew what I was doing. I had forgotten it was Shabbos, I forgot it was Usher, but I realized I was turning the switch. Here, I didn't realize this was a piece of ham. Why should he be chayav achatis? The Gemara says, chayav shekein nen, because you derived hana. You filled up your stomach with the ham, and that supplants the lack of kavana. And therefore, obviously you didn't do it intentionally, but we assume the kavana is there by the fact that you had hana by eating the ham. And therefore, one is chayiv, is obligated to bring, to be maybe a korban chatas in the Beis HaMikdash. Oh. So we find this concept of misasek in the Gemara in areas of averis. The Ran postulates the following theory, and the Kesef Mishnah quotes the Ran as well. Why don't we postulate that and extend that theory to the realm of mitzvos as well? When this fellow is obligated to eat matzah on the night of the Seder, he was forced to eat it. The bottom line is that he ended up eating it. So even though he didn't have intention to fulfill the mitzvah, but did he fill his stomach? Yes. And since he fulfilled his stomach, we assume that the achila, which is hana, supplants the kavana and is treated as if he had kavana. And therefore, according to the Rambam, the rule of the Rambam is what? Mitzvahs tzrichas kavana, like he says by Shofar. If you have in mind musical enjoyment, you won't be yotze. What do you do with the Rambam Hilchos Chametz Matzah? Rambam says, I'm consistent. I hold mitzvah Sriches Kavana. Aye, but that guy had no Kavana when he ate the matzah. The answer is yes. His eating of it, his hana, supplants the lack of Kavana. And we treat it as if he had the Kavana. And therefore, the din is that he fulfills his mitzvah of eating Shmura Matzah on the night of Seder. So what emerges from the first approach is that the Rambam paskins ledina halacha lemaisa mitzvahs tzriches kavana, and chametz u'matzah is the exception, but we explain it away based on the Ran because he ate it, and therefore that is as if he had the kavana, and therefore he is yotze his mitzvah of shmira matzah on the night of the Seder. There's an interesting discussion on the night of Sukkot, the first night of Sukkot. Eating the first night of Sukkot is a mitzvah d'oraisa. How do you articulate that mitzvah? Do you articulate that mitzvah as a mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah? Or do you articulate that mitzvah as a mitzvah of achila in the sukkah? What's the nafkamina? There's a big machlokes, the machaber ramah. Is there a p'tur of mitztayer on the first night of Sukkot? Right? Is there a p'tur of mitztayer? Big machlokes, the machaber ramah. Ashkenazim, there is no such p'tur. First night you have to sit out there. Why? Because mitztayer is a p'tur when it comes to what? Yeshiva sukkah. On the first night of Sukkot, the ramah held it was a mitzvah achila. If it's a mitzvah achila, there is no p'tur of mitztayer. The machaber held on the first night it's a mitzvah of what? Of yeshiva sukkah. And even on the first night there's a p'tur of mitztayer. And sfardim are makom. So if you articulate the mitzvah on the night of the Sukkot as being a mitzvah of, for example, achila, so what would be, let's say, a person eats in the Sukkot, but he had no kavana. He had no kavana. He was forced to eat in the Sukkot. What would be the din? According to our formulation, this first approach, he would in fact be yotze, but he had no kavana. If you have hana, that supplants the lack of kavana. But that'll only work if you view the mitzvah as being a mitzvah achila on the Lel Sukkah. If it's a mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah, then you need to have what? You need to have kavanah when you were doing yeshiva. There's the manifestation, the expression of yeshiva would be through achila. But it's not a mitzvah of achila. But if you formulate it as a mitzvah of achila, then you'll have this lomdus of shekain nene misasek will assist you in the fulfillment of the mitzvah. So the Ran is very big chiddush because he takes the notion of misasek, which is found in Isurim, and extends its scope in the realm of mitzvahs. But through that, he solves the steer in the Rambam, and according to the first approach, again, the Rambam paskens mitzvah srichas kavana, like he says by shofar, matzah is the exception, but it really is not a problem, because you really do have kavana, because shekain nene. Okay, that's the first approach. Second approach, to answer the steer in the Rambam, if you take a look in number 6, we won't read the whole Rambam, but I just want to read the beginning. Rambam writes in Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, as we had said earlier, it's a spiritual alarm clock. It's very interesting, you know. The Gemara says in the end of Megillah that you have to learn Hilchos Pesach 30 days before Pesach. The Maharsha asks in the end of Megillah, why is there no such din of learning 30 days shofar? Chazar of the dinim before Rosh Hashanah. So the Maharsha answers based on this Rambam. The whole point of the shofar is la'oras la'vavos, is tshuva. Every day of the year we have a mitzvah of tshuva. Mishnah says in Ovis, shuv yomecha l'ftei misasecha. So there is no such mitzvah of really shofar is really exists the whole year. It's just an expression of tshuva. And therefore, there is no special din to learn up the dinim 30 days before. That's interesting because the Maharsha is going against the Rabbeinu Yonah. The mitzvah of tshuva on Yom Kippur is special, says the Rabbeinu Yonah. Lifnei Hashem tetaharu. There's a mitzvah of tshuva throughout the whole year, but on Yom Kippur it's special. There's a notion of purification. Lifnei Hashem tetaharu. And therefore that's a special mitzvah. So based on that, maybe there would be a requirement to prepare 30 days for that. Obviously the Maharsha wasn't learning like Rabbeinu Yonah. He learned the mitzvah of tshuva that exists on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and Shemini Esrei tshuva is the same din of tshuva throughout the whole year. Okay, but the Rambam writes, Perek Aleph, Halach Aleph, Mitzvus Esa Shal Torah Lishmoa Truas Hashofar Barosh Hashanah, Shenemar Yom Trua Yelachem, writes the Rambam, the mitzvah of shofar is not the blowing, not the tkiya, but rather it is the listening, the shmiya. And therefore, that is highlighted by the Nusach HaBracha, Lishmoa Kol Shofar. The Rambam holds that the mitzvah of Shofar on Rosh Hashanah is Shmiya. This is in contradistinction to the Rambam in Hilchos Yovel, where the Rambam writes, on Yom Kippur Shol Yovel, the Rambam, if you take a look at number 7, the Rambam writes, Mitzvah Ese Litkoa B'Shofar, Vasiri Litishre B'Shnasi Yovel. Yom Kippur of this year is a Yovel, there's a mitzvah to blow the shofar. The Rambam writes, that mitzvah of blowing the shofar, Yom Kippur Shal Yovel, is the mitzvah tzkiya. Whereas the mitzvah of shofar on Rosh Hashanah is a mitzvah shmiya. The Rambam holds that there's a fundamental distinction between the two. It's interesting though, the Rosh quotes Rabbeinu Tam, who argues on the Rambam. The Rosh in Rosh Hashanah in the fourth parak in Siman Yud, argues and says that the mitzvah of shofar is not shmiya, is not the listening, but it is the mitzvah of tkiya. And in fact, the Rosh quotes Rabbeinu Tam, what is the nusach HaBracha before you blow the shofar on Yom HaDin? Bracha Ata Hashem Elokeinu Chol HaMashiach Kishan Mitzvah Mitzvah Litkoa Kol Shofar. According to Rabbeinu Tam, the mitzvah is tkiya. We don't paskin like that, we paskin Lishmoa, but there is a machloikis between the Rambam and the Rabbeinu Tam as to what the nature of the mitzvah of shofar is all about. The Rambam highlights this by saying if you took a stolen shofar, we don't recommend that, of course, and advocate that, of course, but what happens if it was done? A stolen shofar, the Rambam writes, you're yotzei, because ain't the kol din gezel. Sound is not tangible. It doesn't lend itself to be stolen. And therefore, if you blew a stolen shofar, you're yotzei. And the Ravid says you're also Yotze, but he quotes a pasuk in Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi quotes a pasuk, Yom Trua Yiyalechem. Even if it's stolen, you are Yotze. Okay. So, Rav Shechter Shlita told us once that the Rav Zatzal once formulated, if you look in the Ramban in the Milchamas Hashem and Rosh Hashanah has a line where shofar is part of tefillah. The way the Rav articulated it, Zatzal, was that the shofar is like davening without words. Such a beautiful formulation that the Rav Zatzal said. It's davening without words. And the Ramban writes that shofar has to be in the context of tefillah. That's why some have a chumrah that you don't answer. You know, there's a whole machlekes, the Mishabur and the Rav Zatzal, whether you say Baruch Uruch Shemo during Chazar Shashatz. The Mishabur says, of course you can. The Rav Zatzal didn't like doing that because anytime someone's motzi you in a bracha, you're not supposed to interrupt it with Baruch Uruch Shemo. Like someone saying Kiddush for you, someone saying Kavdallah for you. To be yotzi, you're never supposed to say Baruch Uruch Shemo. The Rav said Chazar Shashatz is a tefillah hat zibur. We're obligated to daven privately to Hashem. We're also obligated to daven communally. Where's the communal tefillah? Chazar Shashatz. Granted, the Chazan says the words, but we are obligated to listen. Therefore, the Rav said, you should keep your feet together, and you shouldn't answer Baruch Baruch Shemal. He had a diuk in the Rambam. So therefore, since the shofar has to be in the context of tefillah, therefore, some announce you shouldn't answer Baruch Baruch Shemo during Chazar Shashatz either, because maybe that would constitute a hefsik, and therefore the whole tefillah b'tzibur would go up in smoke, and therefore it doesn't serve as the proper landscape for shofar, and then you wouldn't be yotzi shofar. Okay, it's a big chumrah, but l'maisa, we can follow the lumdus that maybe follows from this. But the Ramban has this formulation that shofar is a din of davening. And the truth is, if you look in number 10, Tosfos has a line like this in Meseches. You see number 10, the last line. Tosfos in Meseches Psochem has a line, the last line where he says, the Hosum de Bo Kavana, the Gabit Fila Vitkia, Boy Kvana Tfe Kidapricious. Wow. What does Tosfos say? Tosfos says, Tfilu Tkiya need Kavana. Meaning, Tkiya, maybe we could suggest, and that's what Rav Zhulti Zatzal, the great chief rabbi of Yishalayim, writes in his Sefer Mishnas Yavitz, that in fact, Tosfos is driving at what the Ramban is driving at, that Tfilah is a din of davening. And we all know that Tfilah without davening is not a Tfilah. In other words, the whole machlokas we began with, the Mitzvah Srichas Kavana, Mitzvah Sein Srichas Kavana, even the Ma'am Dabra holds mitzvah ain't srichas kavana. Davening is davening. And if you don't have any kavana with davening, then you're not yoytzeh. You know, there's another steer in the Rambam. The Rambam writes you need kavana for all of Shmon Esrei. Then the Rambam writes another place, all you need kavana is for the first bracha of Shmon Esrei. Steer of a Rambam. So Reb Chaim has a famous answer where he says there are two types of kavanas when it comes to Shmon Esrei. There's a kavana of realizing you're standing in front of the Eibishter. That you need from the beginning of Shmon Esrei till the end. Then there's a second type of kavana, which is Perush HaMilim. Apprehending every word, knowing what it means. That is Ma'akev only for the first bracha. That's very important. The first bracha, you have to know what every word means. When you say Elokei Avraham, Hashem is the God of Chesed. Elokei Yitzchak, Hashem is the God of Gevura. Elokei Yaakov, Hashem is the God of Emes. That's why many people take longer for the first bracha. Ideally, we should have Perush HaMilim for all the words of Shmon Esrei. But what is li'ikuva, what is absolutely li'ikuva, which is needed, which is indispensable, is the first bracha. But standing in front of Hashem, you have to have throughout all of Shmon Esrei. If I think I'm on the ball field, that's going to stop me from being Yotze Shmon Esrei. So it's clear, even according to the Ma'an Darmol of Mitzvah Sein Srichas Kavana, when it comes to Tefillah, for sure you're going to need Kavana. So the second approach emerges, and it would be the opposite of the first approach. Really, what's the rule in the Rambam? Chametz u'matzah. Mitzvah Sein Srichas Kavana. The Rambam paskins Mitzvah Sein Srichas Kavana. What's the exception? Shofar's the exception. Why is shofar the exception? Because a shofar's like davening. And therefore you have to have kavana. So it comes out according to the second approach, the Rambam paskins pum fakir, mitzvahs ain't srichas kavana. But shofar is the exception because it has a din of tefillah, and therefore you have to have kavana based on the Rabban, bless you, based on the Tosfos as well, that you need to have kavana for tefillah. I saw in Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank's Chuvis Tzatzal, the great chief rabbi of Yerushalayim as well, you know, if you ever notice when the Bala Tokei is there blowing the shofar, he always covers the shofar. Why is there a minhag to cover the shofar? It's to highlight that the mitzvah is shmiyah, listening, not blowing. The beautiful hesber of the minhag. Because you want to cover over the shofar because you want to highlight really the sound is the real essence of the mitzvah, not the actual shofar itself. So this is a second approach to answer the stira in the Rambam. There is a third approach, and that is as follows. If you take a look at number 8, let's look at this Gemara inside. In Maseches Brachos, on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara says the following. Mokum Shomer L'Harich Pshita. The Gemara says the following. Heichad Dekanakit Kasa Dechamra Biyodeh. If a man is holding a cup of wine in his hand, Ukasavar Deshichruhu. He thinks it's beer. Upasach Umavarech. Adai to the shikri. He says, Baruch Atah Hashem, with in mind that it's beer. Thinks he's going to say a shahakal. V'sayin b'dechamra. Then he quickly sees that it's wine, and he saves himself, l'maisim. V'sayin b'dechamra. Yatsa. He fulfills his mitzvah. Even though when he said Baruch Atah Hashem, he had in mind to say a shahakal, he saved himself, and he ends up saying Baruch Priya Guffin, but is that legitimate? The Gemara says, no problem. Dinami imamr shahakal in the row, yatsa. We know shahakal is a bracha kolelis. If you would have said a shakal on the wine anyway, you would have been yotzer. Dasnan al kulam imamr shakal ne bivoro yotzer. That's clear. Ella heicha de kanaki kasa de shichra biyode. If you're holding a cup of beer in your hand, ukasavar de chamrahu, and you thought it was wine, the opposite case. Pasuchu baruch adai de chamra. And when you said bruchat Hashem, you had in mind to say shahak, to say what? To say agafen, correct. Because you're holding a cup of beer in your hand, and you thought it was wine, you said, Bruchat Hashem, you had in mind to say agafen, the siyim b'dishichra, and you save yourself, and you say shahako, my, what's the din? Basar ikar brachas linen, do we go basar the beginning, in the you'd be off tzuris, you wouldn't be yotze. Because when you said Bruchat Hashem, it was beer, but you thought it was wine, you're not yotze on beer, breaker agafen. Oh, baser chasimas lina, or do you go baser the end? In the end, you ended up saying the right bracha. The Gemara leaves it as an ibaya de lo ifshita. Tosas quotes it's a machlekes the rif and the re. Pashtus is we pass in suffik brachas lahakal ledina and shulchan aruch. There is a re that Tosas quotes that says no, you have to say a new bracha. And Rabbi Kivega says new bracha suffik brachas lahakal. So that was we discussed last year, if you remember, about the nature of birkas nenin. There's a chiddush nifla that eating without saying a bracha is an isser meila. So you don't say suffer brachas lahaka by birkas nenin. There's a marsha and our rebsochim like this, but we don't hold like that ledina. We hold suffer brachas lahaka even by birkas nenin. One of my rebbeim, Rav Friedman Shlit, is a great gon. He's a reshivin skoki yeshivim. One of my rebbeim, he pointed out whenever you have a suffix in birkas nenin, you shouldn't just simply say suffer brachas lahaka, but you should leave the building, which causes shinui makom, and then you come back in, then you're required to say a new bracha. That's a good way to solving the suffix. Okay. This Gemara is very problematic. Why? So the Rabbeinu Yonah, let's take a look at number 9. Let's read this one inside. The Rabbeinu Yonah quotes from Rav Haigon. Amnam Rabbeinu Haigon Zichrono Levracha V'harbei Minim Meforshim Pasku De Mitzvahs Ein Tzriches Kavona. What's the big deal? You ended up saving yourself anyway. Who cares what you had in mind in the beginning of the bracha? Mitzvahs don't need Kavona anyway. Great kasha, the kushulam, the havelun lemeimer alpha bishul leskaved levarach ala shehechar mischilus, kemish anasa mitzvah yotzav amaylo ifshita should be a davar pashit. The Gemara pulls. What's the shaila? What's the shaila? Asks Rabbeinu Yonah of Haigon. Mitzvah sin shichas kavon. Of course you yotze. The Yesh Lomar answers the Rabbeinu Yonah that filum mishas over the mitzvah sin shichas kavona, hani mili bedavar sheish bo ma'isa, she ha'ma'isu b'makom kavona. Kegon etilas lulav, da'aminim min agbe nafikbe, tein kol kiyotze b'zeh. Av mitzvah she'tluya ba'amira bilvad, V'adai tzricha kavana, she'amira hi belev, she'ena miskavin ba'amira, ve'ena osa maisa nimsa kamishal, osa shum davar mi'am mitzvahs. Amazing formulation. When is there a machlokes in Shas as to whether mitzvah tzrichas kavana, mitzvah same tzrichas kavana? That's a mitzvah that's maisa oriented. Shaking a lulav, eating matzah. Where it's maisa oriented, there's a machlokes. Do you have kavana? Do you need kavana? If you have mitzvah tzrichas kavana, you do. If you don't have the kavana, you're not yotze. If you have mitzvah tzrichas kavana, even without the kavana, you're not yotze. Even without the kavana, you're yotze. Machlokes. But that's only where the mitzvah is maisa oriented. If the mitzvah is only words alone, then if you don't have kavana, the words are meaningless. This is different than the second tier. Second tier, as we said, was only limited to davening. The third mahalach we're saying is that this is a general hesber to the machlokes and shas of mitzvah tzrichas kavana. Our mitzvah tzrichas kavana only pertain to mitzvahs that are maisa oriented. Do you have kavana? Do you need kavana or do you not need kavana? But a mitzvah that tali ba'amira, and what's the topic of that gemara? Brachas. Birkas nenin. You don't do an action. You say words. You say a bracha. You bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Since it's only words alone, even the man, the Amr, holds mitzvahs ein tzrichas kavana. When it comes to amira, you better bet your bottom dollar you need to have kavana. Because that's all there is. It's just words. Words without kavana are meaningless. If I shake a lulav, even without kavana, you can hear. At least I did a maisa shaking the lulav. Memela, if you say like this, Rabbeinu Yonah, we can maybe say a third mahalach to answer the steer in the Rambam. That being as follows. The Rambam paskins, when it comes to maisa-oriented mitzvahs, like matzah, really, mitzvahs ein tzrichas kavana. He was forced to eat the matzah, you're yotze, even though he had no kavana. Because the maisa, when it's a maisa, mitzvahs ein tzrichas kavana. Shofar is not a maisa, even though you think it would be. Why is it not a maisa? Because the mitzvah is shmiya, right? It's shmiya. So it's like we said, it's words. It's even not even words. So it could very well be that the notion of shofar, the shmiya, would be like the amir of Birkas Nenin. The mitzvah is solely shmiya, and therefore everyone would agree that you need kavana when it comes to the mitzvah of shofar, because it is only amir. It's not even amir, it's only shmiya. And therefore the Rambam writes, halacha lemaisa, that you need the tokeya to have kavana and the listener to have kavana as well. So what emerges according to this third approach is that the Rambam is also paskening mitzvahs ein tzrichas kavana, but it's a different approach on what the scope of this machlokes is all about. Okay, so now we have three different mahalchim to answer the steer in the Rambam. Let's now go to a fourth one. And I just want to mention before we go to the fourth one, if you go back for a moment in the second approach where we distinguish between shofar and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur Shel Yovel, what will be the din on a stolen shofar and Yom Kippur Shel Yovel? What would you say? What'd you say? It would be no good, because the mitzvah is the tekiah. Very good, excellent. And therefore, since the mitzvah is tekiah, if it's stolen, it would be a problem. Excellent. The Rambam has a line, which is interesting, that all the dinim of shofar of Rosh Hashanah are equal to the dinim of Yom Kippur of Yovel. So we just said there's a difference. How can you say they're the same? They're the same regarding Hichal Shofar straight up. Regarding Mitzvah Baba Aveira, Rav Shulti says there'll be a difference. And that's what we're explaining now. It's interesting, I was thinking, Yom Kippur Shel Yovel, before the Baal Tokeya blows it, we probably wouldn't cover it. Because the mitzvah is blowing, so why cover it? The only time you cover it is when you want to highlight that the mitzvah is the shmiyah. If the mitzvah is the blowing, then you wouldn't cover it. Okay. Now let's try to begin to say the fourth mahalaf to answer the steer in the Rambam. There is a famous din in the Gemara in Sukkah, where the Gemara says if you steal a sukkah from someone, you are not yotzeh. Stolen sukkah is not yotzeh. Chaga sukkah tasa lecha, and it's got to be yours. If you steal a sukkah, you're not yotze. So Tosfos is bothered by Akasha. Why is there the Gemara need to dig up a pasuk to invalidate a stolen sukkah? There's a famous klal that we just mentioned a minute or two ago. Mitzvah haba ba'aveira. If there's a famous Klal Mitzvah of Avera, why on earth does the Gemara need to dig up a Pasuk to invalidate a stolen Sukkah? That's Tosfos Kasha. Tosfos Sukkah on Tesamon Aleph answers that the following, it's a very big Kiddush, that Mitzvah of Avera is only a Din D'Rabbanan, meaning that it only could invalidate the Mitzvah rabbinically, but on a D'Raisa level, the Mitzvah is still good. That's a very big Kiddush, that Tosfos. Okay. But the Ritva, take a look at number 11, has a phenomenal Kiddush. The Ritva says the following, okay? Hikshu b'taisvus, mikomokom kemish etakvu mechareo ha'ika mitzvah b'avera. He says, when you steal the sukkah from your friend, you attack him and move him out of his sukkah. It's a mitzvah b'avera. Why do you need a pasuk? B'tirtzu, the lo amrinin mitzvah b'avera ela b'davar shu ba l'ratzos kegon korban shofar v'lu v'kiyotzeveh. Wow. Aval b'sukkah shein ba ritzui leke mishum mitzvah haba b'avera. Amazing chiddush. We don't have this Tosfos in Shas, but the Ritva quotes Baalei HaTosfos that say this. He says, amazing chiddush, that the whole klal of mitzvah haba b'avera is only limited to mitzvahs that engender ritzui. What is ritzui? Appeasement from Hashem. Special atonement, a special appeasement, a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All mitzvahs bring us closer to Hashem, but there are certain mitzvahs that bring us closer to Hashem, and in a sense, He forgives us for our sins. Ritzui. Ritzui is the lashon that's used in the Shulchan Aruch about asking a friend for mechila, for Yom Kippur. It's amazing. And what are the examples He gives? Shofar, lulav, and of course, korbanos. What's the source in the Gemara of mitzvah b'avera? It's talking about korbanos. You shouldn't bring a stolen korban. Obviously, korbanos bring kapara to a person. Where is lulav ritzui? So I saw in Rav Warman Sefer Shlita, the great Gaon, where he points out the Gemara writes in Tainus on Beis and Beis, right in the beginning of Tainus on Beis and Beis, what is lulav used to do ritzui for? Mayim. When we shake the lulav, we're asking Hashem for water. So we are asking appeasement for Hashem, that He should give us water. So lulav has a unique element of ritzui to it as well. How does shofar? What sense does shofar have a special notion of ritzui? So if you take a look at the next Gemara, the Gemara has a whole discussion about the klal of Ein Kategor Nasa Sanegor, Rosh Hashanah. The prosecutor cannot become the defendant. You should not put gold on your shofar. Okay? Because the gold conjures up memories of the Egel HaZahav. That's why the Kohen Gadol in the Kodesh Kadashim does not wear Big Day Lavan. He only wears Big Day Lavan. I'm tired from Slichas and from Daf Yomi. Okay, but that's no excuse. Big Day what? And when he goes in the Kodesh Kadashim, he wears Big Day Lavan, not Big Day Zahav, because Big Day Zahav conjures up memories of the Egel HaZahav. So the Gemara says, a shofar based on the Mishnah also can't have gold on it. But the Gemara says, the klal of Ein Kategor Nasa Sanegor is only limited to Lefanai V'Lifnim. The whole klal is only limited to Kodesh Kadashim. So the Gemara says, the shofar's not in the Kodesh Kadashim. The Gemara says, the shofar's special. Shofar Nami Mi Bechutzu. Gemara answers, no. Came into Lezichron Hu Kibifnim Dami. When Hashem hears the shofar, He thinks about all the human beings on the planet Earth, and He has to judge them. And therefore, that concept is like you're in the Kodesh Kadashim, because you become so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem judges us. And therefore, it has the halach of Ein Kategor Nasa Sanegor, and therefore it cannot have any gold on the shofar. That is why the shofar creates ritzui, generates ritzui appeasement between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael and a person. That's why the din of mitzvah baba avera is said by korbanos, is said by lulav, and by shofar. Only. No other mitzvah. Not by sukkah, says the Tosfos. That's why the Gemara had to dig up a pasuk to disqualify a stolen sukkah, because a sukkah is a beautiful mitzvah, but it doesn't engender ritzui. You cannot say the klal mitzvah baba vera by a sukkah, and therefore the Gemara needed to dig up a pasuk to invalidate it and disqualify it. Amazing chiddush that the scope of mitzvah baba vera is only limited in mitzvahs that engender ritzui. Korbanos, luluf, and shofar. Based on this now, what surfaces is a fourth mahalach to answer the steer in the Rambam. The Rambam writes, what's the rule? Chametz u'matzah. Mitzvahs ain't tzriches kavana. But shofar is special. If you want to attain ritzui from Hashem, the only way you could do it is if you had kavana. And therefore, shofar requires kavana. But the rule in the Rambam, according to our fourth approach, is mitzvahs ain't tzriches kavana. Shofar is special, because you need to have the ritzui. And without kavana, you can never attain that concept of ritzui. This is what we want to suggest in the pshat and the Rambam. Now, I just want to, go ahead.
How is ritzui different from tefillah?
Because tefillah is limited, let's pigeonhole it only to hilchos tefillah. Ritzui can expand to these three mitzvahs. There's something about shofar, luluv, and korbanos that is called ritzui. It's similar, I agree with you, but it's still different. It's a different category. It's mitzvahs that engender what we call ritzui and piyus from HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Now, just that there seems to be conceptual
similarity.
The other case where I'm casting mitzvahs, Enoch, Shikas, Kavanah. Shofar is different.
One case
saying Shofar is different because it's an Indian Shal Tefillah,
you're
the
Tefillah
words.
Right. You're
saying it's ritzui.
Right. The difference is that ritzui can lend itself to shofar and korbanos. Tefillah is only tefillah. And you don't have that void of the Rav with the Ramban that it's davening without words. Okay? It's a very excellent point. Now, I do want to point out, let's look back at 11, that the Ritva did not buy this crisis. And he said that the klal of mitzvah baba vera extends to all mitzvahs. Let's just look at it inside. He points out a Yerushalmi, the second line, end of line in 11, v'lo nirim. He says he thinks that Tosus is wrong. To hab Yerushalmi, chashashu lematzah shel tevel. If you have matzah shel tevel on the night of the Seder, or stolen matzah, are you yotzei? No. Mishum mitzvah baba avera ukedeh chesiv nehasam. Like the Yerushalmi says, matzah is not ritzui, and you see the Yerushalmi black on white says the rule of mitzvah baba avera outside of those three. So you see the Yerushalmi did not hold of what Taisa said. Aval hanochon dehocha. He says that mitzvah baba vera would not apply because it's not real thievery, because you can't steal land. So that's why the Gemara had to dig up a pasuk and disqualify a stolen sukkah. But you see, the Ritva did not hold to this amazing taisvus that we don't have in Shas on the Daf. The Ritva quotes that mitzvah baba vera is only limited to the mitzvah of ritzui. The Ritva didn't hold of it. Now, I just want to close that this concept of ritzui also emerges in the following. There's a machlokes in the Gemara in Sukkah and Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. Machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan against Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. A stolen luluv on the first day of Sukkah, everyone agrees you're not yotzei. Why not? Has to be lachem. It's not yours. What about a stolen luluv on the second day of Sukkot? Yontif Sheni. So Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel says you're yotze. Why? Mitochshu yotze b'shol, yotze nami b'gosel, the Gemara says. Since on the second day you yotze with a borrowed luluv, there's no din of lachem, you yotze with a stolen luluv. And Rabbi Yochanan says no. You're not yotzei. Mitzvah baba avera. What's the machlokes? So Tosus in the bottom of Lama Amar Alf and Sukkah has one line. He says that on the second day of Sukkot, the mitzvah is d'oraisa d'rabbanan. D'rabbanan. Maybe they're arguing, do you say mitzvah haba b'avera on a mitzvah mid'rabbanan? That's the machlokes in the Gemara. So Rav Zhulti Zatzal asks two kashas. Number one, what's the funny lashon of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel said it was good? Mitoch sheyotze b'shol, Yotzin nami begozel. Just say you're Yotzin. We're not talking about a borrowed luluf. We're talking about a stolen one at this point. And number two, if it is a global machlokes as to whether you say the klal of mitzvah baba avera on a mitzvah derabanan, why does the Gemara only present it by luluf? Right? Should have presented it. We have a very global machlokes amoraim as to whether we say mitzvah baba avera on a mitzvah midrabanan. The Gemara only presented it by luluf. So Rav Zulti wants to say the following. It's a machlokes you should know. Machlokes Rambam Rivet. How to paskin? Stolen luluf and second day of Sukkot. Machlokes how to paskin in the Gemara. Rambam Rivet. So Rav Zulti wants to say like this. We shake the luluf in the first day. It engenders ritzu. There was a takana made by Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai to shake the luluf every day. Zecher lemikdash. What was the nature of that mitzvah? Was the nature of that mitzvah to shake the luluf every day of Sukkot patterned after the first day? Therefore, it would have the element of ritzu. Or do we say no? It was a separate takana, not modeled after the first day, and it doesn't have that element of ritzui. That's the machlekes. That answers the two kashas. Why did you say mitokshu yotze the shol? That's an indicator that the second day is different than the first day. Second day you don't need ownership. The rai is it's borrowed. The bout that your yotze is borrowed, that shows its nature is different. Therefore, mitokshu yotze b'shol, yotze nami b'gozel. Since it's not stolen, mitzvah b'avera only applies to mitzvahs that engender ritzui. But the rest of sukkahs is not ritzui. M'meila yotze. And Rabbi Yochanan says no. That shaking the lulav of the rest of the sukkahs was patterned after the first day. It has an element of ritzui. M'meila mitzvah b'avera, and you're not yotze. And that's why it's not a global machlokes. They were arguing on what the nature of lulav is the rest of sukkahs. It wasn't a general machlokes, whether mitzvah baba avera applies to mitzvah rabbanan. The machlokes was localized to lulav shar yomim of sukkahs. The rest of the sukkahs, is it the getter ritzui or is it a new din? Lamai nafkamina, do you say mitzvah baba avera stolen one? This answers, and we'll close with this, a steer in the Mechaber. The Mechaber writes, how does the Mechaber paskin like the Rambam? Second day of Sukkot, stolen lulav, you're yotze. Of course, I want to just reiterate, we're not advocating this at all. But the Mechaber writes, you are yotze. You look in the Mechaber on Hoshana Rabbah. If you took stolen Hoshanas, you're not yotze. So the Gedolei Achronim ask a steer in the Rambam, the Magen Avraham, the Prima Godin. What's the pshat? The answer is, the lulav of the rest of the days of Sukkot is a new takana. It's not ritzui. Hoshana Rabbah for sure is ritzui. A takana sanavim. If it's ritzui, then we apply the concept of mitzvah haba b'averu. Okay, I want to wish everyone a good Gaben Shior, a happy, healthy year, and we should only be together for Simchas, and we should hear the shofar to be our spiritual alarm clock on Yom HaDin. Thank you very much.